Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
You frequently, I do have a little bit of
a little frog in your
throat. I have a little bit of a laryngitis thing going on, which is
interesting. Let's ask him to ask questions too.
Okay.
We'll let him ask questions. You want to start this over?
Yeah, let's start it.
Let's start it over. Sorry.
That's the frog to ask questions. Ribbit.
We could use that.
All right. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
I am suffering from a bit of a frog in the throat type
yes.
thing. Little laryngitis thing going on.
I think we should let him participate.
I don't think we should. No.
I'm
nothing,
sorry.
Nothing but trouble. No, I feel fine. It's just, you know, one of those the laryngitis type things.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk today. Frequently, you bring to the segment stories from people that you interact with, people who come to you with a situation, and then you bring that situation to us.
It's story time.
Story time with
it's
Francis.
Story time. I need one of those pointy princess hats.
Yeah.
Right? So this is really about student loans, about a very specific thing on student loans regarding consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a little aid, I brought the student aid website, studentaid.ed.gov website, paperwork with me, just because I wanted to say on the consolidation page, right at the top, the opening statement says, consolidating your federal education loans can simplify your payments, but it can also result in loss of some benefits.
Right.
So they're not being, you know, cagey about this. They're telling you right up front, if you do this, you can lose some benefits. Mm-hmm. However, most people seem to be pushed into consolidating in some way in order to get income-based repayments, in order to get payments that are affordable to them.
Right.
So here's the story. Person comes into my office. They are $90,000 in debt. They've already consolidated their loans, and they have a 7.125% interest rate.
Whoa.
Not uncommon, unfortunately, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, most people are so much in denial, they don't even look at the interest rate. They just say, great, I got a payment of $250
a month. That's all I care about.
I can make it, right? Now, on the website, it tells you right out front that one of the things they can do is they can give you up to 30 years to repay your loans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might be nice for most people, but in my world, I don't want you to take 30 years to repay your loans.
Exactly.
I do want you, however, to have low payments and realize what you're doing when you consolidate. So it's quite possible that consolidation might be part of our plan, right? It might be that we have to consolidate in order to take advantage of income-based repayment mm-hmm. programs and have a payment you can afford. However, paying it for 30 years, to me, doesn't sound like much of a solution.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the benefits you can lose when you consolidate, you could have principal reduction, you could have loan cancellation, you could have a number of things like this that you lose when you consolidate.
Right.
The most important thing is that once you've done it, it cannot be undone.
Undone. Yeah, you can, no going back.
Those old loans don't exist any longer.
Right.
So now you've consolidated, you've got a payment that's affordable for wherever your life was at that moment,
mm-hmm.
but you are now stuck with that interest rate, whatever it might be. Now, some people lucked out and got 3%. Other people,
not so
lucky.
You know,
it's always on a weighted average based on your loans. So you have to really do the comparison. My suggestion, consider consolidation before you pull the trigger. Look at how you're going to speed this up in the future. Don't just make the decision on where you are right this second.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of scary. And so we are building a new website, completely separate entity,
mm-hmm.
About student loans. And there will be a lot of this information on there. But in the meantime, you can check out studentaid.ed.gov and look at this information for yourself and call us with any questions.
Right. But make sure you weigh everything.
Yeah,
before you make your decision.
Absolutely. And if you've already made the decision, don't fret. Call us. We'll speed this process up based on what you've already got.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us every week here on the Valley's Morning Show. If people have questions, they can reach out to you. You're easy to find.
I am. You can call us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.